difficult. We've just learnt about sometimes your responses to us. As we're praying to you, you put thoughts in our minds, verses of the Bible in our minds, as a sort of response to help us to know what to do, etc. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll help us to see those and to discern when they're not our thoughts. Heavenly Father, this is really difficult, and we want to be absolutely clear what you want us to do sometimes. So we pray that you'll help us with this. In your name, amen. Okay, so this bit of slot here. Why pray? It pleases God. He doesn't need it, but it pleases him. Doesn't make him any more powerful or less powerful. It's our benefit. And we should pray for the world we live in. Like we prayed earlier on about the decisions being made in Parliament, etc. That's fabulous. Obviously, the thinking of prayer, the most important prayer that we can pray is that we believe in God and want to become a Christian and want to follow God because of all that he's done by giving us his Saviour, Jesus, who came down, lived his life, and then died on the cross in our place. And so then we can then go to heaven because he's taken all our punishment, all the things we've done wrong. That saying, Heavenly Father, I want to be a Christian, I want to follow you, I thank you for Jesus dying on the cross, I'm really sorry for all the things I've done wrong, and I want to follow you, that is the most important prayer that we can pray. That's numero uno prayer. Right. But, so the first half, we were talking about why pray. And the second half, we're going to look at how to pray. Now, the first bit, I suppose, is where. Now, where should we pray? Well, I can answer that. It could be anywhere. Okay, but first off, let's look at what the Bible has to say, where it sort of says, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father. So you can pray on your own, with nobody else there, and just pray to God. That's where you can pray. Or, in the Bible it says, for where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. So when there's two or three of you together, praying together, that's fantastic. And God loves that. And he's saying, well, you're coming together in my name, where you're going to pray to God, I'm with you. I'm the fourth or fifth or sixth person there. Because I'm with you when you're praying. Isn't that fantastic? So, we can pray on our own, which is fabulous because you're praying to God. It says close the door so you can concentrate. You don't have to show off to everyone that you're praying. Actually, you can pray to God. It's just between you and God. And you can pray in twos and threes. And that sometimes is really encouraging when you've got a bit of a problem and you want to pray with a couple of other people. I know there are a number of, they call them prayer triplets. Sometimes they have three people in them, sometimes they have four people in them. But prayer triplets, people who get together regularly and want to just pray together, say, how's your week been this week? And that can be old or young people. How's your week been this week? Well, I've got this real problem about this. Oh, well, let's pray about it together. And that's fabulous. That really is encouraging and is to your benefit. Again, not to God's benefit. He loves it. He wants you to do it. He's pleased by it. But it's for our benefit. And so people find it very useful meeting up regularly for half an hour or whatever, in twos or threes, to talk through and then pray together. So, you can do it on your own, which is great. You can do it in twos and threes, or you can do it as a whole church. This was the first church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, so that's like having communion, and to prayer. So, the whole church praying together. And we've done that this morning, haven't we? So, we've prayed where can you pray? You can pray anywhere. God is everywhere. So you can pray to him anywhere you like and in any way you like. So, where? We covered that one off. It could be anywhere. But I don't know what to say. Right, well, you don't need to worry about that. There's a bit in the Bible in Romans 8 which says one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to take our prayers into God's presence. So it's a little bit, you have to be careful putting thoughts in your mind about what heaven looks like, etc., because you'll get it wrong. But it's a little bit like God being in heaven and the Holy Spirit brings in the prayer. This prayer's from Ivan. And he's saying this. And what the Holy Spirit does, he corrects our prayers. He makes them perfect. And he changes them into a form, sometimes a little bit, that complies with God's plan. So that, the point is, we can make a mess of our prayers. It doesn't matter, because the Holy Spirit gets it right for us. And that's in Romans 8, 26, if you want to look that up later. So the Holy Spirit sort of, you know, like when your teacher corrects your paragraph or your English, puts the comma in the right place, the full stop, puts the capital letters in because you forgot to put them in. And you know you should, but you forgot. That's a little bit like the Holy Spirit helps our prayers with that. So we should just crack on and pray to God. Now, I'm going to give you something here to help you. You won't find this in the Bible, but it helps you know what to do to pray. Okay, so it's a little way of knowing how to pray. You've got your hands like that, okay, when you pray often. Okay, so you've got five fingers. Well, we've got four fingers and a thumb, but let's call them five fingers. Okay, and that will help you how to pray. Okay, so the first thing when you pray, your thumb. It's the nearest one to you. Because I'm here, my thumb's here. It's the nearest one to you, remember this. Okay, so you should pray first for those close to you. Okay, your family, your friends, those that are really closest to you, pray for those first. Okay, so if you do that, it doesn't matter, just put that out. So your thumb is closest to you, it's nearest to you, you pray for those that are nearest to you, your family, your mum and dad, your brothers, sisters. Okay? The pointing finger is the next finger. Okay? So we should pray for those who teach, instruct, and heal. So we should pray for the pastor. Okay? The people who teach up the front here. We should pray for teachers all round. And doctors, because they're healing, etc. So we need to pray for the pastor because they need support and wisdom in pointing others in the right direction. So that's your pointy finger. When you point, that's that finger. So those people who point us in the right direction, it's the pastor and other people who teach us and heal us. Okay. The tallest finger. It's the next finger. It's the tallest finger. So we should pray for our leaders of the church, but also prime minister, the government, civil authority, police. They're the people who shape and guide our nation. We did that earlier on, do you remember? We prayed about our government and making choices, etc. We've got to pray for them again for wisdom and that they obey God's wisdom. So that's the tallest finger, the leaders. We've got to pray for those. Right. The ring finger, you may not have a ring on it. You might do when you get older. But don't need to worry about ring. It's your weakest finger. If you all put your hand on the table or on the top of the chair, try and lift that one up the highest. That finger is the one you'll be able to lift up the least. If you play the piano, apparently, that's the hardest finger to play with. Okay, because it's the weakest finger. You can lift it, but you can't lift it as high as all the other fingers. It's your weakest finger. It's your ring finger. Okay, so when you get married, you put your ring on it often. Okay, so now your weakest finger, you've got to pray for those who are weak. Those who are in trouble, in pain, ill. You can't pray enough for those people. Okay, so that's what we should do. We should pray for those people. And then finally, the last finger, the little finger, that's where we should pray for ourselves. Now, that's where we are in relation to all those other people and to God. You should pray for yourself last. So that if you pray for all the other people first, then you've got it in perspective. Now, you may not be ill, so you ought to pray for those that are ill. You're not leading the country, but maybe we should pray for those. You're not doing the teaching, but maybe we should pray for the teaching first. Okay? So, we'll go back. Your thumb's nearest to you, so you pray for those that are nearest to you, your brothers, sisters, mum and dad. Pointy finger, the people who are instructing us where to go. Got to pray for those. That's the pastor. Leaders of the country, got a difficult job, they're going to get it wrong sometimes, got to pray for them, for wisdom. The weakest, so that's people who are ill, who are in trouble, got to pray for them, and then ourselves. Right, I think it'd be wrong of us not to do that right now. Is there anybody who we know of who's weak and ill? We need to make sure we got those. Who's not very well? Anyone can think of anyone? Sorry? Harry, absolutely. Let's pray for Harry. Okay, let's start close to us. That'll be our family and our family. So what I'll do is I'll say we'll pray for those closest to us and I'll leave it quiet for a couple of minutes and in your mind you'll pray to God about those that are closest to you. Okay? Then we need to pray for Mark. Mark's our pastor. He's somewhere else today. So, good to pray for Mark. And all our teachers at school. Okay? Tallest finger, our leaders of the country, they've got a very important decision to make in government this Tuesday. So we need to pray for that again. And we can pray for some, we've got some policemen in our church, so we need to pray for them because they've got a very difficult job. We've already prayed about Harry for weakest. He's ill. I don't think it'd be like to be called the weakest. He's ill. And again, we'll have a couple of minutes at the end where you can pray silently to God about what you're worried about this week. Okay, shall we do that? Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can speak to you freely. It doesn't matter where we are, but today we're praying to you as a church together. We've got many things we want to talk to you about. But first off, Heavenly Father, we want to pray about those close to us. Heavenly Father, we love those that are very close to us. And sometimes they can be infuriating, but we do love them and we pray for them. Heavenly Father, as we think of those people that teach us and show us the way, we pray particularly for Mark. Pray that you will encourage him as he puts lots of effort into that and pray that you'll bless him and keep him. And pray that we all may encourage him, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we think of those people who lead our country. There's a big decision coming up about marriage on Tuesday. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they may follow your wisdom. We also pray for other people that lead this country and we, the government, the civil authorities around here. But we also pray for the police, and we pray for those members of this church that are policemen. We think of John and Alan and the difficult jobs that they've got to do, some of the horrible people they see and deal with, but they do that for us to keep us safe. We thank you for them, but we pray that you'll encourage them and keep their wisdom as well, Heavenly Father. We pray for those that are ill in our church. We think of Harry. Heavenly Father, he wants to be out doing things and he just doesn't have the energy, and that can be so upsetting. I pray for Harry that you'll help him to get better very, very soon. Pray that you'll help the doctors to help him to get better as well. But we do pray for those that are not very well in mind or body. Heavenly Father, last off, we pray for ourselves.